You've made it to day 7, and before anything else, take a moment to notice that you came back. Maybe not perfectly, maybe not every day exactly as planned, but you came back. That matters. Because this work is not about getting everything right. It is about learning how to return to steadiness more quickly, more kindly, and more intentionally. So today, you are going to leave with your own personal reset plan. Not a complicated plan, a usable one. Take one slow inhale and a longer exhale. Again, inhale, exhale. Now ask yourself, when do I need the most support? Is it at night, when you wake up and your mind starts moving? Is it during the day, when heat or overwhelm suddenly rise? Is it before work stress, meetings, and pressure? Is it in the quiet moments when you notice that strange feeling of not quite being yourself? You do not need one perfect answer. Just notice your pattern. Now ask, which reset helps me most? The longer exhale, the body softening, the grounding sentence, the permission to stop solving everything at once? Good. Now begin to build your plan. Say it silently or write it down later in one sentence at a time. When I wake at 3 a.m., I will. When I feel a hot wave or sudden activation, I will. Before a stressful work moment, I will. At the start of the day, I will. At the end of the day, I will. Keep each answer simple. Keep it realistic. Keep it kind. Now take a gentle breath in and let it out slowly. Again, in softly, out slowly. As you breathe, remember this. You are not trying to become someone untouched by stress, hormones, pressure, or change. You are becoming someone who knows how to meet herself well inside those moments. That is the shift. Not perfection, relationship, not control over every symptom. Steadier response. Take one final slow inhale and a long, complete exhale. Now repeat, I know how to return to myself. I know how to lower the alarm. I know how to respond with steadiness. And if I forget, I can begin again. That is your reset plan. Not intensity, not pressure. Beginning again, carry that with you.